Russ, welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to be here, Chris. And, you know, I just really enjoy and appreciate all the work that you put into it and the things we're doing. It's all about adding value in the community and helping others achieve their dreams and their goals. Mm-hmm. So thanks for being here. Thank you for the invite.
Always, man. I told you, like, how has this not happened yet?
Well, you know, we live busy lives and it's like, mm-hmm. we talk. However, it's like just an oversight. So since you're a pirate, you know, it's like, okay, I could be on the win-win effect.
Right. Is that happened? You know what's so funny, man? I actually went back and I usually go back and sometimes back in time and look at other videos that I've done and shows. It was early, bro, this year that I came onto your show. Yeah. And I was kind of proud of myself a little bit. I looked at myself. I was like, holy crap, bro. I'm like a half a person since then. I'm shedding so much weight and getting back into, you know, obviously shape, like real shape. For the longest time in my life, I've compromised my health for my wealth. And now I'm focusing more of my attention in all aspects of my life. And that's something that I've seen that you do with in all aspects, but your show's so well-rounded, over 500 episodes of the Pirate Broadcast. And that's hard work, dedication. I think you were doing, was it five live shows a week? Was it not?
Yeah. Yeah. 7 a.m. Arizona time.
That's crazy.
5 days man. A week. Yeah.
That's crazy. And you've built, you know, some amazing communities throughout your life and career. There's a lot that people don't know of your story. And then another thing that I do know and I love about you is that you've overcome so much adversity in your life. You hear a lot of these major influencers nowadays. The only way out's through. Or I'm like, actually, no, it's in first, then through.
Yeah.
You got to go in. And that's something where I've seen in just even just from a year, I guess, almost about a year, me knowing you, that's just something that's beautiful about your message. It's like being seen, being heard, being talked about. People think that's a punchline. That's, you live your life by that.
Yeah. And it's funny. You talk about looking back and I receive these updates, you know, you receive history like, hey, this happened in Facebook. You know, you get updates.
Yeah.
It's like, I was talking about this 7, 8, 9 years ago. And it's, you know, same thing is kindness is cool. Smiles are free. Make it matter. You know, all of these things are for a reason, Chris. And, mm-hmm. and the reason is because you don't know what people are going through. Mm-hmm. And if you just treat people like you would like to be treated, I mean, it's a simple equation and we often forget about it. You know, we're living in a constant cycle of change. Mm-hmm. You know, we're living in a place where things are happening quickly. Things are happening at a rapid rate, especially online. If you're playing on the online space or you're doing a live show or a podcast, mm-hmm. you know, or building communities like we are with Winject Studios, it's really important to recognize that we all have our moments. We all have our faults. We all have our imperfections. And so, you know, have a little empathy for each other, you know, help each other up. And when you can help somebody share their gift or their message or their opportunities that they're excited about, what's the downside of that? There is no downside. Mm-hmm.
I 100% agree. And I think that's why we get along the way we do. We see each other on a different level than most people see each other because we both live and die by that similar core values. Then you mentioned, you know, 7, 8 years, 9 years ago, you were saying these things before it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But what was the shift for you, do you think?
The shift was from experiencing a lot of pain and not being visible. Because, right. you know, as a, you know, the person that had to solve all the problems and the person that people came to solve their problems. And when you all of a sudden are experiencing your own problems and you still have to work, you know, like, okay, I have to work on myself a little bit first of all,
yeah, right.
Before I can help anybody else. It's going back to the analogy of, you know, drop some oxygen to me. Cause I'm drowning here, mm-hmm. you know, give me a life vest. Cause I don't know what to do. And so going through that process myself, you know, it's tragic circumstances. It's the most defining moments. And people don't necessarily want to go through the pain. However, that pain can also be fuel for your future and fuel for the outcome that you may not know what exists yet. You know, it's really important for us to understand that this journey we're on in life, you know, if you're not expecting any discomfort or challenging moments or anything like that, you're missing out on so many things. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, you know, put any negative or, you know, I don't wish anyone any harm or anything like that. As much as when you're in it, just recognize that you're in it, feel it, understand what the lesson is that you can achieve from this, the pain and the purpose and the thing that you can do to add value to somebody else's life, because your experience allows other people. And when you share it and you share your story and you share your journey and you share your outcome, it's really a powerful tool to say, I'm not alone. There's other people doing the same thing. You know, it's really hard. You know, you have, you know, it's like divorce, unemployment, debt, you know, homelessness. You know, it's really all of these pieces of the puzzle. It's like you have an opportunity to grow from these experiences. And I think it's really powerful. And experiencing these challenging moments and sharing them, you know, on platforms like Winject and having a podcast and a live stream. And we're living in the most amazing time in the world of humanity by allowing ourselves the opportunity to share these stories. Because our DNA is, you know, this is the fabric of our DNA is storytelling, right?
100% and 100%. And thank you for that. I mean, the way that you articulate messages sometimes amazes me. And you're hitting all the areas where they can't escape. Yeah. And what I mean by that, escaping to the abyss of procrastination land, you're giving people in every aspect and looking at it in more of a bird's eye view going, listen, you're on in the best time in the world right now. And it's the easiest time right now to develop your brand, develop yourself, work out your story and articulate that message over to people and being seen, being heard, being talked about. But then on the back end of this, it's really not that complex to become the top 1% in your field. In the world, what it takes is two things you can't buy at Walmart: effort, attitude. So what else is stopping people, do you think?
A lot of people I talk to and even clients that I work with it's almost as if we've been trained to wait for permission.
Okay, that's good. I like
this.
And
so, Chris, you know this as well as I do, is that there's a lot of people that are standing in line and they're waiting for permission to do something. And so as a leader, you have recognized this and you've taken the initiative to say, I'm going to pick me and I'm next in line. And so you take the initiative and you grow with that because, you know, it's like jumping off a cliff. I don't know how long I'm going to drop. I'm not sure how deep the water is going to be when I hit the water or what's going to happen or is the chute going to open, because we're pre-programmed to adjust our lives by our past experience rather than our future potential.
I love
that. So getting that permission in place and understanding that we can give ourselves permission, we can give ourselves the opportunity, and we can outline this, even if we don't know every step of the way, even if we don't know what the path will bring, we have an opportunity to say, I just know it's going to be different than what it is today. I'm going to grow and evolve. And what this magic thing happens when we start articulating our ideas and our future and our and our path is that the more we are, the more we share it, the clearer it becomes.
Yeah.
It's like cutting brush in the woods. Once you start cutting brush, you got a trail, and then you can see, the direction you're going.
Like, I didn't even know this was here. Like, who knew?
It's like magic. It's like magic. It's like, just start. And the thing about it is we all start at zero. Chris started at zero first time he turned on the mic. I started at zero the first time I started, you know, creating anything. And you have the opportunity. Every single one of you has the opportunity to do something amazing with the talents and the gifts that you've experienced in your life.
I love that you went there with the permission first. Maybe it was just my training in the military, even before that. I was trained by some really strong women and some strong men. And the reason why I say women, that there were strong women as reinforcements in my life. Like my grandmother, for example, this woman's overcome so much in her life. My mother's the strongest person I've ever met in my life. When broken her back, 8 back surgeries, she's got a morphine pump inside of her body, bro. Beat cancer. And she just keeps getting kicked in the freaking teeth and just keeps winning. But she does it in a different way than I would attack something really aggressively. It's more about her just knowing who she is and just moving through it. But when you're talking about asking, I asked for forgiveness, bro. Like, if you want something, I take it. Yeah. I will create the opportunity and I'm going to create the experience the way that I want to receive it. And I always, maybe it's just because I look at things a little differently because of my older sister was handicapped. And I look at more of being grateful for certain things. And the only time that I've ever got myself, I would say, in trouble, spiritual trouble, is not knowing the difference between being, you know, empathetic and then being showing compassion. And that was where I got myself in some trouble, because I would, the problem with me is taking on so much of their trauma and then not know and giving the people that are closest to me that what was left of me, not the best of me.
Yeah.
And that's where I really failed in life. But that failure was just a pause in certain areas. But like, obviously, all the things that you've been through, and we don't need to get all the way into detail on this, right? Because, you know, there's a lot there. If you could pick some moments of complete despair, what were the lessons that you learned in those times?
Well, I like how you brought out forgiveness. Because I've been in some dark times, Chris, and you know, we have we're a couple of people that have a lot of stories. Interesting, scary, amazing. And one of the things that I think in my most desperate times, in my most challenging moments, was the ability to see past it. And take that moment and say, I got here because of the choices I made. And I forgive myself for those choices, and I continue to be responsible for those decisions. And so forgiving myself allows me the opportunity to release some of the negative behavior, some of the things that hold me back, or some of the thoughts that are not producing results. Because until you can actually, you know, forgiveness is about what we can release.
Yes.
You know, the person that you feel is hating on you, or the person that is no longer in your life for certain circumstances or reasons, you know, sometimes you're triggered by that, and it will continue to trigger you until you have forgiveness for the experience, for the changes, and for what your part in it was.
Oh, I love that. That's powerful, bro. Like, just to interject just real quick on this one thing you said, and I want the listeners to really grasp this understanding. And it takes, man, it takes a very mature individual to forgive someone that doesn't even want to be sorry. Like, think about that overall. Like, there's some people out there in the world, you can completely break through the exterior bullshit stories they have up to protect themselves and the facade. I just show compassion and I say, listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did not see this until now. And I apologize in a way that I've communicated with you. And if there's anything I've ever done to offend you, I'm truly, it was not my intention. However, I see you. I see the struggle. And I want you to understand that I'm here. And I forgive you for the way that you've treated me in the past. I'm not going to get into detail, but the way you made me feel, because I overlooked a certain situation and certain events, and I see the patterns. Like, people don't understand about problems, and you alluded to it in your statement. Problems are just subconscious patterns that you need to realign to get to your true self and that and to what you're looking for overall. And you mentioned the forgiveness part and forgiving yourself for these moving parts. I think that was probably the most powerful realization in my life. Like, you hear a lot of people, oh, my girlfriend keeps cheating on me. Oh, every girl I've ever dated cheated on me. I'm like, well, what were your actions and inactions? How you recreated the same situation in your life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And when you start moving those patterns out the way, subconscious patterns, not conscious, that's difficult. Talk about that.
Yeah, because if we're seeing the same pattern over and over in our life with different people, what's the common denominator?
Yeah.
It's us.
You. Right.
It's right here, right now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what we run into is we are burdened by our ego. Mm. And hey, I got this. I got this. No problem. And what we need to really do is be humbled by the opportunity of learning and changing and evolving. Mm-hmm. And it always happens more effectively when we release the ego and say, okay, what's really going on? What's mm-hmm. really, what am I really missing here in this lesson? Because the lesson will continue to show up in your life until you're willing to learn it and accept it and change from it.
Man, this is powerful. Okay. I talk about the four A's a lot in this. And then the listeners, if you're an active listener of this show, then you would know that there's four A's with me that's changed my life. Mm-hmm. One, just being aware. First one, mm-hmm. be aware. Second one is accepting it. Acceptance is powerful.
Yeah.
Then from that acceptance, you can start, you know, one, you get to obviously forgive yourself. That's during the process. Then start looking for the action plan to stop the bleeding. You stop the bleeding first, then you can move forward. Okay. That's taking action when there's no holes in your ship. And the last one, you just got to hold yourself accountable. What are some measures and what are some things that I need to put in place to ensure I'm not going to take a step back? Now go. And I was asked that question recently on Clubhouse, which is what the kids are doing nowadays, Clubhouse. And I was on Clubhouse and I haven't really been on, and that's not where my attention's been, but I was on Clubhouse and I asked that with a pretty predominant group of people, and everyone went ballistic when I started talking about it. I was like, well, were you expecting something that was complicated approach to life? Do you know what I mean? It's like people.
It's not complicated.
You know, people think that, you know, like the most complex things in life are going to really take some type of, I don't know, like a wand of like a magic wand to something. I'm not going to say anything crazy, but the way that I articulated over, it sounds really simplistic.
Yeah.
But the process of implementing and executing is extremely difficult.
And extremely sometimes painful.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's painful. It's really one of those experiences that takes practice.
Yeah.
It takes practice because, like I said, the ego always gets in the way and the blame game and the victimhood comes out, and we always want to have a reason something happened. And sometimes the reason is a simple reason.
Yeah. It's the one you're overlooking, and you're passing every damn mirror in the house.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look at that piece of me. I'm not gonna look at that part. Mm-hmm. It's like we're all broken to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. You know, perfectly imperfect is a way of imagining our lives, and it's, hey, I accept it. You know, I accept and I recognize that this is not an area where I exceed and excel at. And I have to understand that, okay, how do I recognize it and those imperfections and those limitations? And then how do I adjust it? Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking with Julie Chan earlier, you know, it's like reading, you know, I'm legally blind in one eye. You know, and my eyesight and working on computers for the last 30 years, it's really, I have to watch myself because my sight is important. Sometimes the yes and the inability to say no creates a circumstance where I spend a little more time than I should in front of a computer. That's, you know, imperfection that I have to think about. It's like, okay, how do I work around it? Mm-hmm. Well, I take breaks. I have to, you know, adjust my schedule so that I could take breaks and work around it. And, you know, limitations, you know, I don't run a 4-minute mile or anything like that. Never will. Don't play basketball. You know, it's all of these things. There's other things you can do with your life. And that's the mm-hmm. whole point of podcasting and live streaming and media that we have an opportunity to share today, is by sharing these stories and sharing this application of how we as individuals work through these processes. There's someone out there that's saying, holy cow, if he can do it, I can do it.
100%.
If she can do it, I can do it. So lead by example, always, right. even if it's outlining your imperfections.
Here's the problem with most people that don't have a complete understanding on how to lead a pack and then run with a pack. Okay. And I'm going to try to put this in a very short way. You can lead by example, but it starts with you leading yourself. Mm-hmm. Can you lead yourself? And if you are leading truly yourself and start seeing the method behind the madness, then you can start leading by example and showing by not telling people, showing. Okay. It's the best way of obviously executing anything. Then if you're trying to build something massive, potentially looking at the magnitude of the impact that you're trying to bring to the world, then you're going to have to take a different spot. You lead up to the front and then you start putting who needs the most help and who needs the most visibility. Who do I need to keep my eye on? Mm-hmm. And then I put them towards, obviously, the ones in the front are the ones that can fight and lead the charge, right? The ones in the middle, the ones I need to keep my eye on. And then the ones in the back, I'm able to, once that happens, I'm able to now look at the back and I make sure no one's falling behind. That's true. I just gave an example, ladies and gentlemen, of a wolf pack.
Yeah.
That's how wolves and the alpha male, the alpha is typically sometimes the woman, is because they understand how to realign their pack. Who's hurt? Who's injured? They go into the middle. And that's how you truly set yourself up for a massive amount of success, is understanding the roles that you have to play of being a leader.
I love that analogy, Chris. I love that analogy. Because story goes, you know, you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far,
mm-hmm.
you know,
go it's together. True. And that was probably the biggest time in my life, is when I realized that I can't do this alone. I can't do this by myself anymore.
No.
I can't do it,
but it's incredibly painful.
Yes, it is. I've gotten to the point where I'm just tired. My mom said this one time. It's like, you know, why do we have to fight so hard? We should be grateful that we have an opportunity to fight.
Yeah.
Do you see how my perception, how I view the world, is different?
Yeah.
Than most people in my family. Sometimes I've always been labeled is a black sheep in my family. I've always done things completely different the way that I wanted to. But sometimes in life, I truly believe if you're the black sheep, you have an opportunity to be the goat in your family. It's the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
you could take it to another level. But it's not about taking it to another level and making a bunch of money. Or I've gotten to the point now where, and I'll tell you, the scariest place to be is being in a situation where you can buy anything you need, want, but you have to beg for the things you need.
Yeah. Amen to that. You know, you bring up gratitude, and I want to speak to that a little bit, because
please,
you know, forgiveness and gratitude go hand in hand. And,
yes.
And the way it does is, you know, just like you said, have gratitude for the battles we've had. And you know, when I wake up with gratitude, and the aches and the pains and the feeling in my body is from the amazing experiences I've had in my life. And I wouldn't, you know, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't want to have sent to anyone else. However, those experiences have built the fabric of my life, and I'm grateful for the experience and the opportunity to learn from those experiences and also share that experience in episodes like this, and allow other people, Chris, to understand that you are not alone, and everyone has a gift. Everyone has a message. Everyone has something that they can share. And be grateful for those blessings, grateful for those experiences, and have some gratitude for what you have right now. Because there's somebody out there doing a lot more than what we're doing with a lot less. And and it goes back to what you said, your four A's, you know, attitude. And they're applying it, and they're putting it out there, and they're doing what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, just doing what needs to be done is also doing it sometimes without asking or seeking some type of result.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people always, and that's where I see a lot of the sense of entitlement, especially in America. It that's something that will light me on fire, Russ. You'll see me turn a different color.
Yeah.
I'd turn a different shade, because I have a hard time with that.
Entitlement?
Yeah, I really struggle with it when people have a sense of entitlement, and they think, or they believe it all the way down deep in their soul, that someone owes them something.
Yeah.
You live in a time right now that you don't have to go to a 4-year college or a 6-year college or 8-year college or a 50-year college, or you don't need to be the best in the world at what you do and expecting, I put in all this work, I should get this return. No, no, that's not how the world works.
Yeah, not at all.
No, I mean, just because you work as hard, I mean, it's not about working hard. It's like, how can I get to the outer layer and outer body experience of my potential and still be attached to the inner part of you?
Yeah.
That's where you start seeing a lot of people unravel with success, I guess you would call it, or making a bunch of coin they never made before. They lose touch with reality is because they're so far ahead that they're no longer relatable to the people that they're trying to help.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about myself. When I started to lose touch, podcasting has helped me heal.
Say more about that.
Podcasting, when I came out with this show, mm-hmm. and the listeners will know, the first couple seasons were just me training people across a pond, and there was a lot of people that caught traction. I was left with a dope show. That's how Winject started. Then I started interviewing people. It started with me interviewing pretty predominant names in the industries, and you know, and different areas and people I've done work with over the years. And throughout that process, it sort of holding me accountable by the interviews that I was giving and me asking questions. Mm. And if you notice now, there was a shift right around season 4 into season 5 for me. I don't bring on anybody that's got a huge name in the industry. It doesn't mean I don't know these people. I work with these people. That's not who I'm trying to elevate.
Right.
it's not, your story is not relatable to the listeners. My responsibility, my moral compass, my moral obligation to the listeners that are tuning in to this show is to bring them people that they can relate to their stories. People aren't going to relate to an 8-figure, 9-figure earner if 97% of the world isn't in that type of status.
Right.
Financial way. You know what I mean? So yeah. they've already heard your damn story. I'm trying to bring on people that they can really relate to. And that, yeah. and that's where I've really found my spot with the show. And I've through that process, I've allowed my skill set and my experiences and the how-tos with being around these pretty predominant individuals and to explain it in a way for the listeners to understand and grasp, and also helping the people that do come onto the show. And my, and how I hold myself accountable is the way that they talk about me after the show happens is a reflection on how well that I got to their real core and the root and the nucleus of them. And they're excited to promote the show. I don't have to do any promotions. It's about the way that you, I make you feel like, wow, I was really hurt on this show. I got to explain it the way that I want to explain it on the show. Cause you know how it is in the podcasting game. People come onto your show, bro. And yeah. all they want to do is promote their shit. Well, I force you to tell me when were you in this shit? Yeah. How can we bottle that up to help the listener not go through what you went through in life? And I think that's what's really is driven me throughout this journey of building WinJet. I was like, I know what I'm going to do. I know why I know. And I thought I knew before. That's the whole thing about the Greeks philosophy, right? Is that know thyself. You don't know shit. You don't know shit in life. I don't know anything. We're only here to learn, my friend. So I hope that kind of helps.
Yeah. I want to come back to something because I think it's an interesting principle to consider because we're living in this Instagram famous, you know, the influencer world and all that stuff. And it just, if you take a moment and realize that there will always be someone ahead of you and someone behind you. And if you're willing to look back and help someone along the journey and motivate others around you, it helps you build that wolf pack that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Build that momentum, because abundance, you can never run out of abundance when you see it from that perspective. Because if you have a lot of people moving in the same direction and you have a community around this, mm-hmm. there's always somebody that you can plug into for a new perspective, you know, accountability, the opportunities that arrive that you may be able to serve someone better than they particularly can, but because you know each other and you can exchange ideas and you can grow together, it's really important to say, hey, I just want to improve the person I am today from the person I was yesterday and influence the person you need to be tomorrow mm-hmm. for yourself. And,
powerful.
And build a community around there that's going to support that initiative. There's still mm-hmm. a lot of people that have no idea what I do for a living. They have no idea how I help or how I, you know, it's like, okay, I have this podcast. Yeah. But what else is it? What else is there? There's I lots think that, of layers.
That's
there's
beautiful part of layers. Right. That's the beautiful part about you though, bro, is that what you've done that people have no idea what you do for a living because you've built all these levels and all these different layers that you're multifaceted. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that drove me insane. But when I would go on other shows, that's why I stopped going on as many shows as I was at the beginning. I was like, man, fuck it. I ain't going to go. Excuse my language. But I ain't going on the show because the people to send me the questions. Like I'm going to ask you to, and all they wanted to know is how to make money. I'm like, it's not about making money. It's how do you get to the core and the root of you? Yeah. Like people say, can you write me a script in sales? I'm like, I've never sold anything in my life. How did I become in the top 5 in the world in sales? Is I never sold.
Yeah.
I didn't sell. I didn't have to. I don't do what you do because I don't have to, because I know how to get to my source and being dialed into your source. When did you get to a point, and I guess not really going through adversity, I guess you would say, but you don't strike me as a person. You don't check in with yourself on a spiritual side. There's some people that ignore that part of them because they're scared to go in.
Mm.
But you've had to go in so many different times. It's kind of like, you know, the method. It's like, well, kind of like when you wake up in the morning, like my body hurts. It's like, oh, I mean, this is just from my experiences. I'm grateful. I'm still alive.
Yeah, I'm most still people, here.
Right. His motherfuckers ain't kill me yet. But you have to use humor.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to stay till the last day. I'm going to
stay. Right, I think you are too, bro. Yeah. It's like, man,
I'm going to stay till the end. I want to see how it ends.
You ever get to the point you think it's like someone made a mistake? Like someone made a mistake and kept me alive. I don't even, like, they know I'm still here.
Oh, there's so many times I'm like, I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a reason. Shouldn't be here, but I'm here for a reason.
I used to say that to my mom. She used to say that, beautiful soul, man. I love her to death. And of course you would love your mom, but she would have these little sayings and she goes, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I'm like, well, Scott needs to tell me. I'm tired of reading. I'm tired of playing charades. I suck at that game. That's one thing about our family is we've overcome so much crap and turmoil and hell. Yeah. Like, I'm built for chaos. I can be in chaos. I choose not to be in it, though. So some of the situations in the life that you're creating nowadays, and I think that this is a pivotal spot in this conversation.
Yeah.
What you did, and it kind of inspired me to do the same.
And well, I first, from a spiritual perspective, from an energetics perspective, there's certain things in our lives that I think a lot of people resist and they react to in a negative way. And if you're open to this idea that you get the sense of what's going to happen, you know, you listen to your heart, you listen to your intuition, and I'll tell you a story. And if we have time, is that
you get all the time in the world with me, man.
Is there's been two instances where I knew there was bad news before I heard the bad news. And one, the first time I experienced this was when I was ready to get on a horse and I was going out horseback riding with some friends years ago when I had horses and I had animals and things like that. And I had this sense that I needed to go home. No reason. No. It's like, I have to go home. And this was long before cell phones or anything that existed. And so I said, go on without me. It's cool. We'll catch up another time. So I drove home. I open the door of the house. The phone is ringing. I walk in and it's my mother on the phone. She's going, your sister's been in an accident. She's life flighted. She's going to be life flighted to the hospital. And I knew then, the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you saw my episode the last week, I guess. Maybe it was last week or 2 weeks ago. The same thing. It's like my son called me. I knew when I looked at the phone, it was not a good call.
Mm.
And he says, Dad, come here quick. Well, I'm in another state. Obviously, I can't just run next door. Same circumstance when my oldest son decided to check out.
Mm.
And these things, and it's not just bad news that you can have an intuition for. You have a sense in your life if you're willing to be open to hearing it, mm-hmm. open to seeing the opportunity, open to seeing the circumstance, because it happens both ways.
Yes.
Good news and bad news will travel. And when you're willing and open, and like I suggested earlier, a lot of times it's the ego that holds it back. It's the ego that we can't see it. We can't sense it. We don't understand what's going on. We ignore it. And if you have to be open and willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing and open to being able to feel the emotion and the pain and the circumstance of the moment.
There's so much there, and I want to, for the listeners to understand something. And this is the part in the conversation where I knew there was a connection last week when I obviously knew the story because we're friends and I know you, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what, and then approaching you and going, okay, we need, now it's time to have this conversation, because I felt there was something left that I didn't know. It is something that really, it bugs me on so many levels. And I was, you know, there's been times in my life where I've dealt with some things myself. And if my parents didn't already bury one child, I think that I probably would have checked in certain times, you know? You mentioned that you knew the outcome and you felt it. The night my sister passed away, I remember broke my arm, of course, I'm playing sports, and broke my arm, and I had a cast all the way up to like my middle, my like right here in my arm. And they cut it down because I can move the axis now. And I was playing ball with a cast, bro. But I'm talking basketball, still freaking killing them, right? Anyways, make a long story short, I still dribble, learned how to overcome. But that day that I cut my cast down is the day that my granny had to take me to the hospital to see my sister. And she was in a hospital with pneumonia. And I thought it just was odd. Like, why do we always have, like, you know what I mean? Like, why are we all coming together as one? I felt it. Then went to my uncle's house that night. And I knew something was up, bro, the way that I just felt it. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, he was driving me to the house. And my uncle's an idiot, by the way. And if he doesn't listen to my stuff, we really don't talk to that side of the family anymore, really. But he was a fucking idiot, right? So he's, you know, some people are just stupid, you know, walking around blessed, stupid. My granny would say that. You're just blessed. God bless you. But yeah, idiot though, right? And I love him to death, but he's just an idiot. So he would just make up stupid conversations, and I just knew it before it happened. Yeah. And when I got home, my dad's always the guy that's designated to tell me bad news, right?
Yeah.
And I knew right then that it hurt like a, you know what, but you being on that more the intuitive side, when you feel something's wrong, like today we're recording this for the listeners. They're going to listen to this soon. Today's a full moon. Every full moon, I feel like dog shit. Mm-hmm. I really don't feel well when I'm going to, I just feel off. Like something's wrong. I woke up this morning. I thought I was dizzy. Like, I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a full moon.
Out of sorts.
Yeah, I've been out of whack all day, but I'm on one, but I'm still, it's just something else is, I feel more than I should be feeling right now.
Mm.
And when you touched on that, I wanted to kind of like really lay in on for the listener, just to really get a grasp of when you're aligned to the right things in life, you can feel when something's off. You ever gotten to the point like, man, I'm not going out tonight. I'm not going to this place. I just feel, no, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
There's been times in my life that I should have been in certain situations and I chose not to be because I felt something was off.
Mm-hmm.
And reading that type of level of energy, now that you know what you know during the times that you know, what are, do you think about when you feel those types of feelings, do you lean into them? Or because most people, I think, would run away from it.
I lean into them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lean into them and I follow that trend. Because I've learned over the years, and I've been around a few, leaning into them, it often leads me into a circumstance that is productive. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily mean the outcome, you know, there's gain in my life as much as there's experience that allows me to see a new perspective. or have a circumstance in my life that leads to something else that I have not even considered. You know, and that was, you know, our connection, you know, is somewhat that way. You know, how we just, it was a random connection, and you reach out and you think, I need to reach out to this individual. Mm-hmm. And that's what builds, you know, that's the foundation of who we become, is by leaning into our intuition, mm-hmm. and learning how to listen to our heart rather than our logic. Because there are a lot of times where logic doesn't necessarily lead us down the right path. Mm-hmm. It may not lead us down the path that we actually need to experience to become a more aware person, a new, a better you, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that we need to lean into, you know, use fear as the fuel for our future.
And 100%, man.
Make sure that, you know, it's not fear. It's because, you know, like I said before, it's we're living in this perception of what our experience has been, and we always gravitate to comfort. And as long as you do that, you can't grow. Mm-hmm. So if you have this feeling and you have this emotion around it, and you know that there needs to be a change or a circumstance or something needs to happen or something is going to happen, and if it's not good, trust yourself, trust mm-hmm. that intuition. You know, don't go out, don't take that turn. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's been so many circumstances in my life, Chris, that that has saved me from a different outcome.
And that's what makes you so powerful on your show when people come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, having 500 episodes, that's a hell of a milestone. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I was watching Cheers or some shit, they would celebrate it, right? So, but there's 500 different experiences that when you've had come onto your show. Yeah. I mean, I watch you on your show, and of course, you're just a kind of a person as well. I mean, obviously, everybody is different and unique and special in their own little way. But you give off such a presence where, even when I felt this when I came onto your show, I felt I was really being listened to. Mm. Like, really listened to. Of course, you know, everybody wants to speak, but I share more deep things with people, like, you know, like really impactful conversations when people really listen to me. And I feel they listen to me by the way that their presence and they're holding space with me, because people could tell me anything they want to tell me. I come from the world of, I guess, sales and, you know what I mean, and business and all that bullshit. They don't mean shit to me. I go into a board meeting, I know what time it is. Mm-hmm. I know what time it is. I know what you're looking for. I know what you're feeling. I know this, but you do it. And I think that's where I think our connection, we were just drawn to each other. Even when we had, at the very beginning of Winject Studios, the beta test, I was always drawn to you. Every time you would speak, I'm like, I don't know what this dude, I don't know who he is. And I still didn't know what the hell you did. I was like, I don't know who the hell that guy is, man, but he's great. I like him. It's so much pain that he's overcome, I think, in his life. You could feel it with people that have that commonality. Do you get that often when people say, like, you're really listening to me? Do they give you that compliment? Because they should more of.
I have heard that before. Absolutely, Chris. Mm. And I am, you know, a professional squirrel hunter, so I am distracted all the time.
I saw that today in that live that earlier. Yeah. It was good. I was like, did you see me laugh? I was dying laughing. I put myself on mute because she was talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
And the reality is that we have so many distractions in our life. Mm. And if you could take, you know, 30 minutes and really pay attention to what somebody's doing, because it's curiosity. It's allowing space for something amazing to happen. And so I really am interested in individuals. I am interested in what people are saying. And it is often frustrating, and you've seen this and you experienced this, is that, you know, when somebody's just on there to pitch their own program or their own stuff, it's sometimes disappointing, because you can't always get past the promotion of the individual. You want to get to the
person.
I want to get to the person. I want to get to the personality. I want to get to the essence of who you are and why are you doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's millions of businesses around the world that are invisible to the average individual. And it always brought, you know, a little curiosity to me. It's like, how did you get to where you are? How did you, what choices did you make? What decisions did you take? And what opportunities were presented to you and which ones did you go after? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this roadmap that you built for yourself, you know, and it's not necessarily the outcome I'm looking at. I want to look at the journey. I want to find out what the journey was and what the experiences you've acquired over the years that brought you here today.
I love this.
And I think the curiosity is one of those elements that adds to that effort, that effect is.
You know, my go-to question is to break someone's bullshit.
What's that?
What in your life right now are you trying to accomplish and you feel like you just can't seem to get there? Mm-hmm. Forces people to think.
Yeah.
So I guess I already brought it up. Like what would that be for you? Do you think? I'll let you ask me too.
Yeah, that's a great question. I love that question. I'm going to use it in the future. The reality, Chris, is I am really passionate about helping as many people as I can. And the journey that I'm on right now is, and the energy that I'm putting out there is to help them create their personable, professional, or their personality in a platform that other people can share their gifts and their message. Because I've been in the media industry since 85, advertising. And before that, I was a musician, mm-hmm. you know? And the reality is that we all have that essence, that understanding that we can articulate some story that's going to help someone else along the way.
Oh, it's so powerful. Yeah.
And if we have, but not everybody has the permission. They don't feel that they have the initiative. They don't know where to start. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to do it. And I've spent a lot of time and a lot of effort building systems and solutions and processes that allow people to voice their ideas, expand on their stories, share their message and their gifts. And if my energy is going into the Pirate Syndicate, which we have up there, just like we're in the Winject Studios, is to, if we can create more opportunity for people to share their stories, to me, that's a win. Mm-hmm. To me, that's the effort and the success I want to put energy into. And I know that we can do this. And I know that we're living in, like I said, and I truly believe this, we're living in the most amazing time in humanity.
I agree.
The Pirate Syndicate, the Pirate Broadcast was evolved from the fact that not too long ago, if you were broadcasting without a license, you were considered a pirate broadcaster.
Yep.
And yep. Now we all have the opportunity to be a pirate broadcaster and a pirate, you know, in our own unique way. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It's stepping outside. It's pushing the agenda, pushing the envelope of what your story can bring and the value that it can share with the community that you're in.
I'll probably ask that question, not on this show. That's usually my go-to question when I'm trying to break someone. Mm-hmm. And I want to change the way that they're, I love when people try to lead me. It's really comical because they don't realize who they're dealing with when mm-hmm. it comes like to energy level. They try to take the con, you know what I mean? Like they'll, I can usually frame the questions. And once I get in sync with you, mm-hmm. you can't run now. I'm going to drive this because whoever controls the frame controls the conversation, right?
Yeah.
Or controls the outcome pretty much. No one say conversation. They think they're in control, but they're not in control. I'm like, I'm setting them up and they're just walking right into it. And I asked that question. You answered it though. I love the way that you answered the question because it was delivered in such a manner where like you've already been there, done that, and you've seen the seasons and the decades, and I'm not trying to call you old here, of media.
I'm vintage, not old.
Right. Well, I love my grandfather used to call I'm seasoned, right?
I'm seasoned.
I'm just got a little extra seasoning right there, you know? Like, it is what it is. But when you get to it, when you know the importance, and that's why I believe that you feel within the true essence of who you are as an individual that this is the most beautiful time ever because, I mean, you even labeled your show the Pirate Broadcast because everyone's a pirate and they got treasure inside that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I like the way that you answered it. And that's very similar to if I had to answer that question, if you asked me and reversed it, I would answer it in a similar way. I've already been there, done that. And like when they're arguing and Nina laughs at me because I said that to her one day, I was like, when people are arguing about the glass half full, glass half empty, I'm the guy that sold a fucking glass. You know,
give me the glass.
I'm telling you, bro. If you look on the bottom of that glass when you're arguing about stuff in business, I'm the guy usually sold it.
Yeah.
Because it's what you don't see is what I've done. You know what I mean? And I've been very blessed and honored to be around some astounding individuals. But now is the opportunity for me to show everybody else that you can do it.
You can do it. Mm-hmm. And the reality, Chris, is you know, we all play a part in this. We're all, flying through the universe in the same rock. And it's really frustrating to, like you said, you get really a different shade when you see people just think they're, you know, a victim and they're entitled to something else and they need to be delivered the outcomes that, you know, their experience should be delivering. Mm-hmm. And it's really about, you know, taking a moment and realizing that you have so much to be grateful for. You have so many opportunities in front of you and you can't even see it because you're so busy running your mouth off of something that something should be delivered. You know, Amazon should deliver a new life in front of your, you know, front porch. And it's like, you know, everything takes effort. Everything takes effort and everything has to evolve because every yes requires a lot of no's.
Well, and yeah. One of the challenges a lot of reframing, right?
Yeah. It takes a reframing. It's like, okay, what are you going to give up? What is the sacrifice that you're willing to, go through in order to achieve results?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have them. And sometimes we don't even recognize them.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times that I like to do for people sometimes, to be honest with you, Russ, is I like to sometimes ask the questions for them to share with me. Why are you asking me this question? I like that when they say shit like that to me, what importance is that? Why are you asking me that question? Why are you not open to the question being asked? Like you are here for a reason, right?
Right.
Well, that was my whole angle when people would come to me and they'll go, I signed up for this program. I said, you signed up for more information about this program. You didn't sign up for the program. You signed up for more information about the program. I'm here to deliver the information. And from me delivering this information and how well you grasp information by the way that I'm asking the questions, my framework and dialogue framework is usually going to dictate if I'm going to allow you to do this.
So let me ask you this question because I think this is a great point and a segue into an idea is what application process did you have to go through to get where you are today?
Well, that's a great question. Application process. So you mean application?
How did you apply to get this position in your life?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Trial and error, bro. Like, to be honest with you, I've been surprising people my whole damn life. People are like, I thought you were an idiot. And I'm like, yeah, I was a disguise. You know what I mean? Like, I've put myself in some really, I have put myself around some really astounding individuals that made me feel uncomfortable. because of the level of magnitude of their success. And then I realized that I was writing scripts for pretty predominant individuals of getting on stage, and they were just fucking it up. Excuse my language. They could take the words that I put in their mouth and they still wouldn't deliver it. I'm like, how stupid are you? You know? So, and then I was you know what? Why am I not doing this myself?
I just need to go out there and do it myself.
Right. I'm like, I'm just going to show you how to do it. Okay. I mean, I could put the words in your mouth and draw it up and tell you exactly what to say and how to deliver the message with this amount of energy. And you're still not understanding this. I'm just going to do it for you, man. To hell with it. My dad used to say the same stuff. I can hear myself sound like my father. If you want something to do right, just do it your damn self. Never seen somebody that I never seen somebody that just would fight off success as much as most people. Laying inside of a Toys R Us crying. Oh, I want this toy. And I'm like, you know, it's free, right? They're giving these away. I could do this all night, man.
That could be an entirely new episode too.
You know what? To be honest with you, what are you talking about tomorrow in the live?
We can talk about this. Let's get on.
I think I should. I'm like, listen, you can ask me questions of why people fight off the right for them to do and live the best life. Yeah. Like, they don't realize that they have all the power within themselves, all the power in the world to do whatever you want. You got Elon, the wealthiest people in this world, the ones that they think is most wealthy, the most wealthy people in the world aren't actually labeled. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that pulling strings. But you get the most wealthy people that you see on Forbes and shit leaving this planet. Okay. Something's up. Okay. Something's up. But the reason why they were leaving this planet, they have nothing else to accomplish on this damn thing. They're trying to go somewhere else because they've already accomplished everything they could on this planet.
Well, it's usually us that resist the opportunities that allow that to take place. Right.
Right. 100%. Yeah. You have to believe it. That's why I talk a lot about Muhammad Ali. He would call himself the greatest. Still to this day, I don't see it. I don't see it. I've never seen it, but he believed it in his mind.
Yeah.
In his mind, he believed it. The greatest fighter to me of all time during that era was Mike Tyson. Then he got to the point to where he was just so big of him. He didn't know who he was, and he lost his trainer, the guy that was like driving the ship.
Yeah.
Once he lost him, that was it, man. But if he would have kept Gus would have stayed around him, no one would ever touch Mike.
Yeah.
Because he trusted him.
Yeah. But it's one of the few people he did trust.
Yes. 100% trust.
Yeah. 100%. Mike didn't trust himself.
No, because he couldn't trust himself.
Yeah.
Because that was a scary place, bro.
Yeah.
And that was and if I can give anybody. And probably say who deserves a title for the best comeback in his life is Mike Tyson.
Mm.
Best. And if you listen to what he says, he's a pretty powerful individual mentally now.
Yeah. He's in a much better place than he was.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of scared a little bit when he came back and fought, right? Rojoins, the junior, when he fought him, I was like, he's going to go back to, they showed a video of him training. I was like, oh my God, that's petrifying.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude's like 99 years old. Like, like man.
Well, for him to come back and do that is just incredible.
Right. I do love his show.
Yeah.
I do love his show. I like when he gets people to come onto his show and they say something disrespectful and he'll flip on you. Mm. And he's like, he's like at a point to where he'll say something, like someone would say something. You don't know if he's messing around or what. You don't know. Like, because he's Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
People forget that he was a bad son of a gun. He was a dangerous man on the planet.
He was a powerhouse.
And he was fun. Anyways, man, but I appreciate coming on. And I'll be happy to come on tomorrow if you're not interviewing anybody. So
no, let's jump on and continue the conversation. I'm really interested in how we can produce the outcomes that the community is searching for, the outcomes that you're waiting to get permission for. And Winject Studios is right here, right now, and we need to make sure that people are aware of what the potential is, what the possibilities are. And so let's jump on tomorrow and make it happen if you're available.
Right. Yeah, I'll be available here. Okay. I got one thing to say.
One thing? Just one?
Shocking. So, and I don't want to sound pompous, but it's true. I have built very successful brands for billion-dollar companies, and then I decided to do it for myself. And when I started to do it for myself with the success of the show, I built a community that's turned into, it's going to turn into a billion-dollar company. Mm-hmm. Now with the, all these shows, like Jess Lee Roadshow, she hit 3 million downloads, bro, just recently in 20 episodes.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
Sometimes I think that my skill set is not executing and doing all the things. It's me seeing something you don't see.
Mm.
And I'm able to look at shows like the Russ, you know, I'm not Russ John, sorry. Antibiotic Mind, Mark Jenkins. He's got a very powerful message, but he's around very successful individuals, but he's around people in the music industry that are trying to rape him.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And bro, we got connected and he goes, what is it going to take for me to launch a show? I'm like, $0. He goes, what do you mean? I said, $0. I don't have to pay for anything? No. I need you just as much as you need me.
Yeah.
We'll get you to we'll get you past the first season. Then you have to pay for what I pay for.
Yeah.
Deal? And he's opened up, and that's why obviously working with Winjet and working with the website guys, get it done so I can open up the floodgates.
Yeah.
You don't think that he's going to, he's bringing on Beyonce. He's bringing on Mary J. Blige. He's bringing on Chuck D. If we don't know who these people are, I mean, public enemy. Okay. Yeah. So
what cave are you in?
Like, he trained Diddy, bro. Like, come on, like stop the madness. Guess who I spoke? Busta Rhymes, bro. Had a conversation. Flip mode.
Wow.
If you would have asked me when I was in high school, like, hooyah. My man, holy crap. Busta Rhymes to me was like the closest I can get to Michael Jordan because he was wearing Jordans. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is the stuff that I'm talking about. This is how powerful, this is the opportunity that I literally have in our fingertips.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to be able to stand on top of a mountain and be like, I told you assholes what I was doing. You know what I mean? Because every time I explain it to someone, that's going to take an amazing amount of effort. And I'm like, well, that's all I got.
But that's the beautiful thing is not everyone understands it. Not everyone sees it. Not everyone appreciates the message because they don't see what you see. And that's the one thing that we connected over is the fact that I get that. I understand it.
Right. I explained it to you and you were the first person and didn't ask me questions. You were like, yeah. I get it. Where do we go for? And I'm like, it's like finding your people, right?
Yeah.
You know, you find your people.
My peoples need to be here now.
I'm like, Russell, get it. Okay. They're frustrated. I get frustrated because I'm like, I just don't get it though. I'm like, ha ha ha. I'm like, do you have your own thoughts? Does someone write your thoughts for you?
Where do you pick them up?
Yeah, like, right. I'm like, who ties your shoes, bro? You ever like have a conversation with people and you just want to hit you're looking for a button on their forehead to push to skip?
Yeah, fast forward.
Fuck. Well, anyways, but guys, be well, be you, be great. Peace out. Much love. Russ, tell them where to find you.
Just connect with me on social, russjohns.com. bookrust.com if you want to talk.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Very simple. Guess what? 90% of people won't do it because I don't really know them that well. And that's the problem with people within like outside communities. They don't realize that inside of our community, you can go message Russ right now directly.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance he'll actually respond. And I know this because they don't even have to know him. Russ be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Very accessible.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, guys, peace out, much love. Thank you so much, Russ. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Always. All right, guys, peace.
This broadcast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.